Indeed, we established him upon the earth, and we gave him to everything a way. So he followed a way, until, when he reached the setting of the sun, he found it as if setting in a spring of dark mud, and he found near it a people. Allah said, O Dhulqarnain, either you punish them or else adopt among them a way of goodness. He said, As for one who wrongs, we will punish him. Then he will be returned to his Lord, and he will punish him with a terrible punishment. But as for one who believes and does righteousness, he will have a reward of paradise, and we will speak to him from our command with ease. Then he followed away, until when he came to the rising of the sun, he found it rising on a people for whom we had not made against it any shield. Thus, and we had encompassed all that he had in knowledge. Then he followed away, until, when he reached a pass between two mountains, he found beside them a people who could hardly understand his speech. They said, O Dhulqarnain, indeed Gog and Magog are great corruptors in the land. So may we assign for you an expenditure, that you might make between us and them a barrier? He said, That in which my Lord has established me is better than what you offer. But assist me with strength, I will make between you and them a dam. Bring me sheets of iron, until, when he had leveled them between the two mountain walls, he said, Blow with bellows, until when he had made it like fire, he said, Bring me, that I may pour over it molten copper. So Gog and Magog were unable to pass over it, nor were they able to effect in it any penetration.